you've decided to catch up on the Kennedy Molloy Drive Show. And that makes you a winner. This State of Origin, Carlton Dry are letting the game decide. If your team comes through with the goods, you'll get the goods. Will you win a Holden Colorado? T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Hello, everybody. It's like Christmas Day for sports fans here on the eve, as we begin the State of Origin series in Melbourne tonight. Here we go. It's going to be an absolute corker. Can't wait. It's much anticipation. The city of Melbourne's gone berserk. It's maroon,
a wash.
It's blue. It's
with everyone.
Take your pick. Get out. Get involved. This is going to be an absolute boomer.
We're going to talk to a lot of people who are at ground level, grassroots of the great game.
Oh, totally. The Raging Bull, Gordon Tallis.
Wow.
I know. Let's start at the top with the big names.
Jeez.
He'll be in absolute royalty up there in Queensland. MG. He's hosting a house party.
He is. Now, I'm curious to know how that's going. We'll probably give a shout-out to everyone now, the house party. How are you going, everyone?
Remind MG, we'll be calling him shortly.
Yeah, let him get to the phone, everyone.
Let's do that. Queensland legend Wendell Saylor is on board. New South Wales legend Ryan Girdler will be swinging by for a chat.
And also, it wouldn't be the same if we didn't talk with Matty Johns as well.
Oh, dear. How early in the show is that?
No, it's late in the show.
Oh, no, that guy's been up since breakfast.
He's pumped, though.
I know, Matty. I'm going to make a bold prediction.
Yeah?
He may have had a couple.
he has.
By the time we get Matty Johns. Hey, let's talk. This is one of the great Australian sporting rivalries. Let's talk sporting rivalries.
Excellent idea.
Those from all over the world.
And we should check in with our Prime Minister. I'm wondering, does he... Well, of course, he'll be going for the Blues.
He'll be making up a team he supports, no doubt.
And we'll catch up with Lawrence Mooney, his very good friend as well.
We'll do that. James Sutherland retiring today, or announcing his retirement, effective in 12
big
months.
Big news.
We are hoping to speak to the great man.
Well, that'll be good.
And it'll be great to
find out what he's going to do afterwards,
what his plans are. I've got a few ideas I can help him out with.
Could be you.
I will announce my acting role, the film.
Oh, and, I don't know what to say. My heart's beating.
And some scheduling issues I have, which affect us all.
That's all right. I've got you covered. I'll let everybody know.
How?
Well, they're pretty top shelf
coverage.
All
right, all right. We'll get to that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. All this and much, much more on this great day. It's the biggest news story in Australia by far today is Origin. Everyone's talking about it. We will be following it. Now, as you know, we've surrounded ourselves with people who know a lot about it.
I think that's the best thing to do because
I don't profess to be an expert.
Either do I.
In league, I do love. I've never missed a game of State of Origin.
I love State of Origin.
I'll tell you that. So that'll be the plan. I've noticed in the paper today, you know, when a big story like this breaks, they use that as cover. Hello, Dave, by the way.
How are you, guys?
Hey, Dave.
They use it as cover to break other stories on a big news day.
That's a sneaky plan.
Kind of sneak them through.
Mm. Under the carpet?
I wondered if James Sutherland was doing that for a bit ago. It's a good day to announce your retirement. And then I see this.
Oh, well, this is the biggest story of the day.
Well, and they've snuck it through to, I suppose, alleviate the outrage. I can't believe what I'm reading. I think this is...
Shall we break it?
Do it.
Okay. The Miss America pageant is cutting out the swimwear section.
You bastards!
Do you know
you've
what?
You've made a very powerful enemy, my friends.
I've never seen your face so distressed, Mick. I walked into the office today. You were pale and pasty.
I don't understand this world anymore.
Your bottom lip's quivering now.
Yeah. They took our grid girls.
Yes.
I went, okay, right. Now we've got a Miss Universe, Miss World. It's Miss America. It's Miss America.
It's the bastion of all the... It's the...
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's a pageant. Yes.
It's a pageant.
It's a pageant.
It's scrapping its swimsuit competition.
What?
And it's no longer judging, wait for this, contestants based on their looks. How is that possible?
How is
that possible?
It's a massive sea change.
It's going to be now based on...
Maybe they should bags on their heads. Maybe they should all come out and just we should be unidentifiable.
Yeah.
They're going to judge the girls on their empowerment. They're going to learn leadership skills and they'll be able to pay for college. Boing. What? Okay.
Now the Miss America hopefuls from all 50 states will be asked to show off their wits and passion instead in a live interactive session with the judges. Well, it's like a job interview.
Good luck with that.
Showing off their wits like, I don't know, this.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Wow.
Now, I That's pray that wits. Girl's hot because that is all she has.
Mickey,
let
listen,
us curve.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Do you know why? Do you know why I'm with you?
This is good news, right?
Okay. These young women have not eaten for 5 years.
Yes.
So shouldn't they have the right to show off their hot little bods?
Look at me, I'm hot.
In high heels. Because, honestly, they're starving. It's not fair.
It's their reward, Jane Kennedy.
It's their reward.
Listen to this. Instead of evening gowns, contestants will be asked to wear something that portrays their personal style and makes them feel confident.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know what? I really hope what makes girls feel confident is a bikini and high heels. Is that confident enough for you?
It could be.
I don't know. Listen to this. The major changes come after the CEO and top executives resigned in December because of a lack of email, because of leaked emails, which they made lewd and sexist comments about the winners.
Well, catch up.
We do remember Donald Trump used to own the Miss Universe
competition.
Anyway, that's the bad news. Sorry to break it to you.
I know. I'm sorry, everyone.
Got to burst your bubble on what's otherwise a very exciting and entertaining
day. My first ever hosting gig in radio was Miss Summer Girl 1992.
Hello.
That's a sad day for me. I feel like I've lost a bit of myself today.
We should get her on the phone.
Maybe. See how she's
traveling. That's not Mrs. D, is it?
No, it's not.
I'm guessing that wondering whether Miss Summer Girl 1982 looks the same today.
Probably not.
Give it a go.
Who knows? We'll give a shout out to her too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stand by, everyone. We've got a big show coming up.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
State of Origin special. Going to be an absolute cracker tonight. It got me thinking about the great sporting rivalries. This is it. This is as big as it gets in Australia.
It is
absolutely
and I'm seeing
battle lines are drawn.
Being in Melbourne today, walking around, It's bigger today than I think I've ever seen.
Yeah. The weather's perfect in Melbourne today.
Lots of people walking around in there.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
It's on. Game on, muchachos. Got me thinking of the great sporting rivalries.
Oh,
give us a call, either 13353 or get us on socials, because I'd like see if you can
I love a good sporting rivalry, Mick.
That's right. I'd probably go straight to the top for me is the Ashes. I think
I think
Australia v England in anywhere around the world would be acknowledged as one of the all-time greats. And we'll speak to James Sutherland about this later, hopefully. But, I mean, Test cricket could disappear completely, but they would ever keep... Those five tests every second year are enshrined forever.
I think most cricketers like to play the Ashes. That's sort of the holy grail.
Well, that's it. And when you grew up as a kid in this country, I mean, in my day, that's all you had was Test cricket.
Yeah.
And that was it. The idea that you would one day be able to play for your country. Unbelievable. I was in, Jane, before you begin, I was in Vancouver for the Winter Olympics before I got kicked out.
That's right. Long story.
And I was unaware of the rivalry between the ice hockey, the Canadian and the US team.
Oh, right.
Now, this was the last event in Vancouver. The whole town were drained to a ghost town as everyone huddled around the TV. I kid you not, if USA had won that game, Vancouver would have burned.
No kidding.
I have never seen
the passion
such
and
passion.
The,
And for Canadians, that team means it's like the All Blacks to New Zealand or something. It overrides everything.
Yeah.
But that particular rivalry couldn't be bigger.
Speaking of New Zealand, I think of the netball and the Australia New Zealand. That's
they get fierce. We all tune in for those.
We do.
Who's playing? What they're playing?
I know.
The pub.
I love seeing those girls go for it.
They go hammer and tong, and that is enshrined forever. While we're talking union. I happened to be in Scotland. I was at the Edinburgh Film Festival when Scotland played England at union level. Now, I had no idea the level of hatred the Scots had. Taken completely by surprise for the English. And I'm in this pub, and even by my standards, some of the discussion and some
right.
of the beyond the pales, the phrase I'm looking
Jeez.
For, Dave. And I was sitting there going, come on, guys, it's just a game of footy. And as I say that, I look up, and above the bar there's a plaque that reads, as long as one Scotsman remains alive, no Englishman shall ever rule this country. And it's dated 1406
no.
or something. I go,
yeah.
I go, oh, okay, I get it.
This goes back a little way.
This has been going on for a while.
You reckon?
What about this one?
Yep.
Ford Holden.
Oh, yeah. Ah, well, that's fine. We'll say we're a Ford family.
Are you?
We're just,
yeah.
oh, yeah.
I knew there was something I didn't like about you. It all makes perfect sense
Definitely
now, Kennedy.
We're
a Holden family from way back.
Really?
Yep. Yep, okay. Never changed.
What about the America's Cup, USA, Australia? That was years.
For a time, that would have been usurped probably now by
New Zealand.
New Zealand, I think, are probably up. Let's have a go. Let's go to the phones. Will wants to get involved. What's the teams, buddy?
Hello. I'm a massive soccer fan, but I think quite easily it's Celtic v Rangers in Scotland, the Old Firm derby.
That is a big one. Or if you're in Edinburgh, it's Hearts and Hibs. And I went to a game, and this is a religious encounter. Would you say that it's a clash of styles? And in those games, it's quite astonishing what they do. Is they bus, they lock the home team fans into their half of the ground, and then they bus the away fans in.
How relaxing!
And they lock them in after the game. They lock in the home team fans have to stay in while they bus all the away supporters out.
So they don't have to.
And when they're out of the area. They're done.
Are we going to have to? Is it going to come to that for us in this country at some
point? I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope
so.
Hey, this is, you think that's bad? There is such a thing called the soccer war.
Okay.
It's a soccer war, and it was between Salvador and Honduras in 1969. They
it sounds bad already.
They played soccer against each other. It was a FIFA World Cup qualifier. The result went pear shaped. There was a rematch. That didn't go well either. It resulted in a 100-hour war. They sent in the tanks over a soccer game.
100-hour war? Over a soccer game? Okay.
How good is that?
I don't mind that. What about the great Cuthbert Fraser War?
Oh, our Bet and Dawn. What happened there?
They would have been competing in the same event.
No, I know.
Well, they just hated each other.
They just didn't get on. That was my word.
I like it a lot. There's Federer and Nadal that's out there, Mundine and Frazier. We could go on and on, but we won't. You get the idea. It's one of those days.
Give us a call if you've got any
ideas. If you've got one, let us know.
Yeah.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Big show coming up. We're going to cross to MG's house. We've got the Prime Minister, Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler, but right now...
The Raging Bull, Gordon Tallis, can look back on the highs of having the most memorable tackle in Origin history. And the lows of being sent off by Bill Harrigan for calling him a cheat.
You are off on the spirit.
Well, hang on, we've got Gordon Tallis being sent.
Don't talk to me, just go. Just go.
Unbelievable.
Please welcome a man who bleeds maroon, Gordon Tallis.
Gordon, you're right, Harrigan was a cheat. Always was, always will be.
Yeah.
Never trusted him, never liked him. How are you, bud?
Yeah, mate, I'm very good, Mick. And just at that moment when he sent me off, I thought I'd never see him again. Fast forward 15 years later, I got to sit with him for 6 hours on a Sunday and call the NRL. That is punishment. That
it is punishment.
That no man can take.
Indeed.
Gordon, you're currently in Melbourne. You just done a lunch, have you, at Crown?
Yeah. So did the big NRL lunch, the State of Origin lunch. So Wally Lewis and their like Cameron Smith and obviously all the New South Wales greats were there just promoting Big Eddie Maguire and everybody was there. So
everyone's on board. What's the vibe? What are we thinking? What's the buzz in the room? Is there a favourite at this point?
Well, it was big. Look, it was big. Obviously, New South Wales are favourites, without a doubt. With the bookmakers, New South Wales are favourites. So they've probably got the better side on paper, but it's not played on paper. But... you know, I think they will have the most support there just simply because of the Melbourne Storm connection with Cam, Billy and the like, and Greg Inglis. So we've had so many great Queenslanders come through the Storm organisation. So the crowd cheered for Queensland.
Yep.
If I can take that in, Mick, tonight, when I got up on stage, Yes. I got cheered.
Oh, yeah.
When you're calling, though, you just sort of got to be as, you know, on the fence as possible, or you just go
for it. New South Wales never have been.
No. Now, listen. One thing great about Victoria and Queensland is we both hate New South Wales. Melbourne's got that rivalry with Sydney, right?
No, that's right.
And Queensland got that great rivalry with New South Wales. So, you know, if we pick a state, we come and holiday and see all the beautiful wineries, the coffee.
Exactly.
And
we go and retire in your state.
That's right, mate. In the warmer state, they just take over.
And not to mention schoolies too. Thanks
very
much.
Don't worry about that. You look after our kids and you look after our elderly. We can't thank you enough. Hey, mate, can I ask this? On the eve of Origin 1, the first of the year, do you still get goosebumps? Do you still wake up and get that sense of excitement?
Yeah, Mick, I get nervous because as a kid, you know, just growing up in Queensland, mate, when I was seven, the first State of Origin was played. So I don't remember too much of that night, but I just remember, you know, the sense of pride in my dad's eyes when he'd sit on the couch and we'd, you know, have a toasted sandwich or whatever and a hot Milo, and like we could stay up, mate, because like we could stay up late.
Yeah.
And watch this game. So then all of a sudden to fast forward 13 years when I'm 20, mate, when I'm 20 and I'm playing in it, you know, and Wally's your coach and Mel Meninga's your captain.
Wow.
It's sort of like a little bit surreal. So the last few years we've had a really great job. We've had some of the greatest players ever.
Absolutely.
And we've picked a lot of young kids now. So I'm very nervous, but I'm always nervous because I'm nervous because it means so much to the state.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no prouder footballing state than the great state of Queensland. What can I ask you this? Do you ever, you mentioned Bill Harrigan, do you ever break bread with your old mate Terry Hill? He had a great rivalry over the years. Do you ever catch up?
Mate, look, we were face-to-face a couple of times, myself and Terry. He's a champion, mate. Do you know what? When you play it tough and you get into each other and you run in and you know, want to grab the old bull by the horns while you do that. But Terry's a great fella, and we've worked on a footy show together, and he's just one of those characters of the game. He's one of the best sledges, mate. Plus he had a list. So some of the times you couldn't catch it, they just ask him again, so you get a second spray. You know, it'd be like that list Miley, you know, giving you like a, you know, bagging you. It was sort of like, what did you say? Like catch it. So then you get it both barrels twice.
Indeed. Hey, Gordon, we're about to cross, after this break, we're about to cross out to MG's house where he's hosting a house party full of fans. I know it's dangerous. Is there anything we should ask him or expect?
Actually, you know what? Ask him about his first origin and what the New South Wales, like what the so-called bosses of the game told him what he could do.
Okay.
Because it's a great story because, like, and they said, mate, you can do this and do that and do this. It's a really good story, and I don't want to steal his thunder. But MG was one of those guys that when you played against him, you had to know where he was even before the game, after the game, and during the game. I was always a bit weary of the big MG.
I'd like to know where he is right now. That's how living in fear I am.
Gordon, good luck.
Thanks, mate.
And
thanks for your time.
I hope you enjoy a Milo and a toasted sandwich when you're doing the call tonight.
Good on you, mate.
I certainly will.
One of the greats.
Great, Gordon, tell us. And yeah, you're right, we're going to cross to MG in just a moment.
Look
and
out.
By the way, you can hear Triple M's call of Origin 1 from 7 o'clock tonight right here in most capital cities and on the Triple M app as well. Should be huge. Yeah, MG's place next on Kennedy
out.
Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
Mark Geyer is a rugby league icon, the king of the biff. And in 1991 Origin, he went toe-to-toe with King Wally Lewis.
Guy went in with a banging left arm, then came down with what appeared an elbow. Oh, Geyer and Lewis, they're mouthing off at each other. Big Mark Geyer towering over him. Lewis again says something to Geyer. They push and shout. Oh, boy.
Having now served his five-match suspension, please welcome a Blues legend, MG.
Not only a Blues legend, a State of Origin legend, but also Triple M royalty.
Yes.
He's been such a great part of our Sydney station for so long in breakfast and in sport. How are you, Mark?
Hello, Mickey. Hello, Janie.
Hey, how are you, MG? And now, of course, with your own show on Triple M in Sydney.
Yeah. How's it all going? You're enjoying the afternoons, mate?
I've escaped from jail.
That's right. And weekends.
I've got, I've got my life back. My kids see me now. And
is that a good thing or a bad thing now? How old are they? Teenagers?
Oh, I've got a couple in the 20s and a couple of teenagers. And
right. Now, will they be turning up or are they present at your house? As I just – did I just see a pallet of beer arrive behind you as we speak?
You did. Very good timing with the cross because as we went to you live in your studios in Melbourne, Tui's have just dropped off a big pallet of beers.
Is that for the party or is that just everything? Every Wednesday night, is it?
No, that's just mine. That's my own personal. Yeah, now, you guys are sounding great. You're pumping it up. Look, I wish I was down there today. My wife and four of our kids went down today. And like, I wished them well this morning at 10 o'clock. And then I thought, shit, I'm having some listeners over my house tonight. What am I going to do? Like,
have you told your wife about that? Is she hearing this for the first time?
She was very wary. So the kind of the promotion was the you can go to the MCG and we're going to have the MGC.
I hope she's staying at a cushy hotel, seeing she's away for the night.
Where could you suggest, Janie?
You go to Crown and you'd get a bit of pampering done.
All right.
I'll drop Mickey's name down there. I'm Mickey's brother.
But I'm not allowed on campus, so don't drop my name. Hey, MG, let's get down to it. You've been involved in some of the greatest clashes at State of Origin level over the years. We just spoke to Gordon Tallis. He said to ask you specifically about what the New South Wales officials said you could do when you arrived on the scene in 91, was it?
Yeah, 91, I played my third game. First game was 89 when I was a 19-year-old kid, and then I had a shocker against Queensland in a dead rubber. Mm-hmm. And then I got another chance in 91. First game, we got beat by Queensland, I think 6-4 or 4-2 up at Leng Park, and I had a quiet game by the way I was playing that year. And I didn't think I'd make the game too, and the selectors come over and they picked me and they said, mate, look, we want you to be more aggressive. I said, geez, I'm just coming off a 6-week suspension. I'm worried about being too aggressive. And they said, look, mate, when's the last person to get sent off or sin-bin in an Origin? I said, and I had to quickly think. I said, well, no one. And they said, well, mate, go out and do what you want to do. I said, what do you mean? Like, is that a green light? And they said, well, yeah. And I said, thank you, Jesus. There is a green light. So I just went out.
Too.
I went out there and just went bang, bang. Shoulder charges and elbows it was that good of a game. We won in the pouring rain. I was sitting with my dad in the dressing room after the game, and this horde of media come racing towards me, and I went. I said to Dad, I think I got man of the match. He said, no, I don't think you have, son. I think you're in trouble. And the reporter said, mate, how does it feel to be charged with 6 different offences? I went to the judiciary and said I was told to do it. And they said, who told you? I said, I'm not a snitch.
Oh, no.
And I never played Origin again.
Oh, mate, you are a superstar. Hey, what about tonight? What chance the Cockroaches? What are we looking at here?
You know what, Mickey? It's every time you kind of dismiss the Cockroaches, they come up and bite you on the bum.
Yeah.
We've got 11 debutants. They're playing at the MCG in front of 90-odd thousand. They're not used to that. It's foreign to them. They're going to come out into a monstrous roar, mainly probably Queensland supporters, I would imagine. So I think both teams will be nervous, but I've got a feeling that Brad Fittler's got these kids just basically champing at the bit, chomping at the bit to get out there and run. They're a very fast team, New South Wales. A three-quarter line like I've never seen before in Origin. They're so fast, and they're dummy half. Keep an eye on this guy, Damien Cook, who I think will get man of the match tonight. One of the fastest in the whole competition. He's a forward.
I'm writing that down as we speak. And it is going to be exciting to see so many guys playing their first Origin game together. It's a really special night for a lot of these kids.
Oh, I was listening to Gordy as I was waiting for you guys to talk to, and exactly what he did, I did, but I was a few years older. In 1980, when Origin first was introduced, New South Wales used to flog Queensland all the time. They said, we've got to change this up. How about we make Queensland players who are playing in Sydney go back and play for Queensland? And obviously Arthur Beetson, the great Arthur Beetson, was the
great
first
Arthur
to do
Beetson.
It. At 36, he went back and captained Queensland to a historic victory. And in that game, my dad was a mad Parramatta supporter, and Mick Cronin and Arthur Beetson played together, and they punched on. I went, Dad, what's his footy? They're teammates. He said, whoa, this is different. And, and here we are 38 years later. It's a juggernaut of a game, and I get itchy feet twice a year around Origin, and Around grand final time. But apart from that, I'd rather drink this to ease us.
MG, we better go let you tuck into a couple of
quieties. Yeah, you've got all your guests coming too. Are they arrived yet? What time are they knocking on the door?
About 20 minutes.
All right.
They're going to watch the show from my house and they're going to have a couple of beers and some pizzas.
Go and make yourself beautiful. Get prepared. Find that spot on the couch, mate, and enjoy one of the great encounters in world sport. Have a good one,
good
mate.
On
thanks
MG.
For your time.
Thanks, Janie. Thanks, Mickey.
See ya.
You got the Rush Hour with MG tonight following Kennedy Molloy in Sydney as well. Big show still to come. The Prime Minister.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Molloy.
All right. Around Australia we go.
Here we are,
Jane
live.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy. It's our State of Origin special, by the way. And a little later, we've got Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor. And James Sutherland's just retired as the CEO of Cricket
Australia.
We're
going to speak to him.
Yeah.
That's great. We'll get the guff from him. But I know this as a fact. There's no greater sports fan in this country than our Prime Minister.
Oh, you're
and
right,
in particular,
Mick.
State of Origin really rings his bell.
Really and, does. Wears it with pride.
He does. He loves it. He knows all the ins and outs. Ask him any question you like. He's on the phone now. It's the PM, Malcolm Turnbull. Hello, Malcolm. Are you excited?
Well, hello to you, Michael. Hello to you, Jane Kennedy, and, of course, to you, Dangerous.
Oh, Prime Minister.
I am excited about State of Origin because it's mate versus state, and I love a rhyming couplet. Brother versus mother. Shop versus mop. I don't know where it begins and ends, but I'm a Blues supporter.
All the way. Right. You've got your scarf on, you're waving that around.
I was educated at Sydney Grammar School, so of course I'm a lot more into rugby union, but you don't mention that tonight.
No, you don't.
Around all the no-necks.
Will you be having...
I'm
only teasing.
Steady on.
Will you be having a beer?
But I like rugby union because there's very few games where you have a position on the field named after a sex worker. And I'm talking about 5'8".
Well, we have a beer. We have one of your two beers for the year, which you have occasionally when you go and see...
Well, I got in trouble having a beer last year watching the Swans of Sydney, didn't
That's
I?
Right. That's right.
You had to crack your twoies this time.
Well, I had my granddaughter with me and people said, you can't drink a beer around a granddaughter. And I said, well, better that than a cup of tea. I could have scalded her.
Of course,
I do enjoy a beer. I said to my chief of staff last year, Michael, what is this? And he said, beer. I said, it's very refreshing. Is it widely available? And he said, yes, it's everywhere. And I said, well, I'll have another one. And I did. And,
good for you.
I got fruity.
Now, I need to ask you, one of your nemeses, a thorn in your side for a long time, Pauline Hanson, is this the end of the road for her? Is the whole dream coming to an end?
Well, she's beginning to unravel before our very eyes. She's under a lot of pressure. She's weeping openly. I think she's lost control of her emotions. And maybe it's time for Pauline to return to the fish and chip shop. Now, I'll say this, and I think you'll both agree with me, particularly you, Jane, you love a fish and chip.
It'll
be a steep learning curve for Pauline. I mean, back in 1996 when she walked away, dim sims were 60 cents. They're $1.50 now. I mean, she's got to retrain. I mean, there were things not even on the menu in 1996. You couldn't buy a corn jack. I mean, we're only starting to embrace the crab stick.
The crab stick?
Nobody knows what's in one. Is it made of crab? I don't think so. I've had crab.
How do they get it into a stick?
I don't know. They just roll that whale blubber in some kind of, I don't know, precursor drug or something. What other things will she have to relearn? Of course, minimum chips has gone from $2.20 to $14.70.
That's all right.
And maybe
that's
the
minimum
menu's
wage.
Changed. Of course, at the top, you've always got flake. What's second on the menu?
Blue grenadine.
Well, blue grenadier, I don't think. Oh. Blue grenadine's a drink, I think, Michael.
Barramundi.
Barramundi? Is it cooter? Is it hake? Is it gemfish? Nobody really knows what's the second fish because nobody ever orders it.
Oh, you're back at Sam.
What about orange roughy?
Well, do you know what you get if you order anything else off the fish menu?
What?
You get flake. Because the guy who's running the fish and chip shop knows that you're no connoisseur.
All right. Did you watch the Barnaby interview?
I did. It was absolutely compelling. Yeah. I couldn't take my eyes away from it. A train wreck. Two munters in a nightmare of exposed brick. Did you see that, Jane? So much exposed brick. I didn't know which way to turn.
They didn't light that fire, did they?
I know. I light the fire. I know they had continuity problems, but I loved it. I think it is goodbye from Barnaby. I know you've got to go to a break, but I think it's goodbye from Barnaby now. He'll leave the parliament. He'll end up working for Gina Rinehart, thereby ensuring he'll never have sex in the workplace again.
Thank you, PM. All right, PM. We'll be back.
Good on
with
you.
Lawrence Mooney in just a minute.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's all about Origin today. Origin 1 tonight, MCG. You can hear Triple M's Call of Origin 1 from 7 o'clock. Most capital cities and around Australia on the Triple M app. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
And from the Triple M network, our great friend Lawrence Mooney. How are you, Lawrence?
Moon Man.
G'day, Jane. G'day, Mick. I am entrenched. I am up here in Brisbane, and today it is all maroon.
I'm all
What's
the
happening
way.
Up there? Paint the picture for us.
What's the culture well, shock you- like?
You've got to learn a few things, Jane. First of all, the colour maroon is no longer pronounced maroon. It is maroon like bone. They are the maroons.
And are they sticklers for that?
Absolutely they are. If you drop in the – if you describe it like the colour is pronounced, sorry, mate. You are – and they refer to anyone from New South Wales as cockroaches, and yes. They're not kidding either. So hello to all the people from New South Wales, all the Blues. And it really is quite an interesting and intense origin series and state versus state because, yes. Of course, as a Victorian, we know AFL. It's the Big V versus the Crow Eaters South Australia or the Sandgropers Perth. But this is something very different. It grips both states. Every pub will be full tonight. I'll be at the Normandy. G'day, guys. And a bit of Contra. Never mind.
Oh, come on.
What won't I do for a free steak? Yeah. Hello. and those pubs will be packed. We've been speaking to Origin legends all week on the Big Breakfast in Brisbane, and they talk about how amazing it is to run out in front of, 90,000 people sometimes down in Melbourne. But most of them have mentioned how amazing it is to run out and feel that intensity and the yelling and then realise that the crowd don't know the rules because they're applauding in the wrong spots. And New South Wales and Queensland players looking at one another just going, what are we doing down here?
What's your vibe? Do you think they generally like the teams enjoy going to Melbourne or would the fans rather have it in one of their states and...
Well, obviously, the fans would rather have it right at home at Suncourt Stadium or ANZ and be watching their teams on home turf. But I think they're fascinated with Melbourne's fascination with sport.
Yeah. See, I like watching my teams interstate because I turn it into a road trip.
I agree. I think,
where's my team playing?
And that's the Adelaide, buzz of the crowd here.
On a plane, stay at the casino, spend a whole weekend. Totally. I reckon there's
people love coming down to Melbourne
about travelling. And getting involved, mate.
And it was great to see, Melbourne, the crosses from Melbourne in Brisbane today. You know, it's foggy down there and people are out and about. And when they compare the numbers on the field, AFL Dreamtime on Saturday night had 81,000 people. Yes, Mick, the Bombs went down to the Tigers. I'm sure you know the result.
I was taping that.
were you? Yeah. Anyway, the biggest crowd in the NRL over the weekend was... I don't know, around about 13,000, so that just gives you an idea.
Well, we should put it on you, Loz. What's your call for the game tonight?
Well, I tell you what, young, blue side, but I am going Maroons. They have had the psychological advantage. They've only lost one series in 11. Yep. And Greg Inglis. Greg Inglis is the difference, and they will win tonight.
All right, bold words. Get on board.
The Normanby.
We've got a couple of all-time legends sitting out there waiting to come on board.
I can see Gerd
and Ryan Gerd are there. They're pumped. They can't wait. After the news, we're going to come back with those boys.
Thanks, Lawrence. Kennedy Malloy. Camera.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And this is an absolute cracker as we build up to the State of Origin clash tonight at the G. This is going to be one for the ages, no doubt. Before we get to that, we will be talking to James Sutherland, head of Cricket Australia, who announced his retirement over the next 12 months. We will have him on the program to discuss all that involves.
We will. We've got Ryan Girdler here. We can see him just hanging around our studio here. New South Wales legend, of course. We'll chat with him. Another New South Wales legend, Matty Johns, we're going to talk to as well because we've got to get his perspective.
We're hoping to.
What do you mean?
He's at home. He's been off since breakfast.
Hang on.
I know that man.
You know?
I'm going to put it to you, he may have had a couple.
Oh,
this could
right.
be a 50-50.
I hope so.
But we'll give it a whirl. I'm going to announce what's happening film-wise. I've got an acting job.
What? He's gone all up himself. Don't worry. He's now a big film star.
All this. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Much, much more. But let's start with this bloke.
The big man, Wendell Saylor, knew how to score and how to celebrate an Origin try.
Turns from inside out, heads for the line, Saylor's over.
However, back in 2000, Dell had the bad luck to be knocked out by his own fullback.
No! Saylor's injured. Lockie is okay, but Wendell's in trouble. The Lightning with Darren Lockie.
Please welcome a Queensland legend, Wendell Saylor.
Oh, he would have been the smallest man on the field, wouldn't he?
Oh, that was a great induction. Thanks. Good to be here, guys.
Let's get straight down to it.
No, but I've got to say, mate, Darren Lockie was the bloke who knocked me out.
He knocked you out.
Yeah. I caught the little skinny little hip bone. And Gordon Tallis said, he reckons when he walked past me, he goes, when I was asleep, I didn't remember when I went in there. Gordy goes, you all right, mate? And I said, yeah, why is that? And he goes, oh, because when I saw you sleeping, he go, you were snoring like a big bush pig. So only Gordy can get away with that, so I'll let Gordy get away with that.
That's a compliment.
There you go. We are talking to a dual code international right now, and the winner of the Australia's Greatest Athlete. Do you remember that competition? Was that
did not win it.
Oh, you didn't win it?
No, I came last. Oh. Billy Slater won it.
Oh, I've done my homework.
You're just stitching me up here. No, it's good. But
what happened? What happened to you?
Oh, mate,
what did you bomb out on?
It's not good for a big. Well,
what
swimming,
do you have to do?
Swimming.
How many different events?
How many people of my size and my colour in the Olympics can kill the swimming? I was like an oversized Eric the Eel.
It doesn't happen a lot,
no.
I have to say. Talk us through. We're on the eve of a State of Origin. You've made it down to Melbourne. Sure. Are you excited? What are the do the players like playing in Melbourne? Would they rather be in one of the home ground advantages? What do they make of it?
No, I think I know for a fact the players get really excited about playing in Melbourne at the MCG.
And you were saying you have never played on the MCG yourself.
I get a bit dirty because a couple of times there's opportunities to play. I took the Super League money, so can't complain. And the last time I think the boys played here, I didn't commentate Triple M, so I've been there to watch two AFL grand finals.
Yep.
But the boys get so excited. I think it's great for our sport. Obviously, the Melbourne Storm do very well down here.
Yep.
I know they'll be pumped up, but it's such a long day for them, but it's worth it.
Is AFL, that'd be the only code you didn't play?
No, right?
You should have given it a crack.
You know what?
You would have been all right,
but you know what?
Down there at centre forward.
Yeah, but I can't kick, that's why. So I like the tight shorts and the sleeveless stuff.
And we don't mind it on you too, Wendell. Don't worry about that.
Now, you're part of the Triple M team, and I see, which is doing great stuff. Talk us through how tonight works for you.
Well, look, I think for me, Queensland have got three debutants. I think we've over 100 games of experience for Queensland's not there.
Yeah.
Cam Smith, Billy Slater, Cooper Cronk, Jonathan Thurston. But
it's a real sea change, isn't it? This is a massive shift.
But exciting for the debutants as well.
Exciting too, when you bring in guys like Kafusi and that, Andrew McCullough. Cameron Smith's going to be the hardest one to replace because he's just, as a leader, the composure. But also, there's 11 debutants for New South Wales. Mm. That makes me a bit nervous because I think they've picked an informed side, but I think their captain, Boyd Cordner, he's been out of form. But I think he will lead from the front tonight.
What about Origin parties? You know how to party after an Origin. You strike me as the type of guy who would I should be asking about this.
Yeah,
and what will the players do? What will the winning team do tonight?
I think the game's changed so much. Like myself and Ryan Girdler, when we played, we used to have like 12-day Origin camp. So the first 3 or 4 days would be just getting on the piss. You'd be like at the Gold Coast and in Brisbane. And then,
hello.
Did you say you guys shared a room together?
World Cup. Yeah, he was like, we did. We did for Australia and the World Cups and stuff. Yeah.
You got anything on him? We were talking to him.
He'll probably tell you a couple of stories. But he was very boring. But let me tell you, he was my room service boy. If I wanted room service, he would get it for me while I go and have a tub.
All right. Well, listen, mate, we've got to end it there because we've got to get Ryan on. Thank you for swinging
by. Thanks, guys. Lovely work.
It's great to catch up with you, and I hope to have a beer with you soon.
Yeah, sounds good.
And you're in hand. I see Buzz.
Brad McNamara.
Well
done on the cricket too, mate.
He was my boss. He's your boss. Watch him. He'll show
good
you
good luck with your call tonight, Wendell.
Thank you.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Ryan Girdler can boast an Origin scoring record.
It's there.
one of the quickest Origin tries ever.
So the Blues get an early opportunity. Girdler goes all the way. Well, that is unbelievable.
The Intercept King.
Girdler does it again.
And a true New South Wales game breaker. Please welcome Ryan Girdler.
Well, welcome, Ryan. Thank you. Just been hearing some tales that you've had because you did share some time on the road in a room with Wendell Saylor over the years. I just don't even know what to say about what you've been telling me.
How'd you go? What were the highlights?
Well, the highlights, I mean, I'm not sure whether you'd call them highlights, but, you know, Wendell, he still does, I think. He has a massive issue with club sandwiches, fries and Coke.
What do you mean?
I mean Coca-Cola.
Okay.
And so we used to get back to the room, and then the first thing Wendell would do, as he alluded to, was he'd order room service and get naked.
This is the bit I don't get, the nooning up.
Well, he proclaimed to be taking a shower, but he'd spend a lot of time in the bathroom. So then all of a sudden the room service guy would come, and then I'd be left, you know, signing the thing and bringing over, and then Wendell would burst out of the bathroom and then come over still naked and eat the fries and the club sandwich. One day the knock on the door came, and I opened it, and it was a guy that I certainly think was attracted to men more than women. Yes. Knowing that Wendell was about to burst out of the bathroom, I kept him around, started talking about the Premier League, and to his delight, the big man jumped out of the bathroom and he was caught red-handed.
I love it. If you can't nude up in front of your mates, what can you do these days?
Of course.
Welcome to Melbourne. How are you feeling? Look, what do you think? We were just talking off air about the change. Melbourne's like Switzerland, isn't it? It's in such a tribal game. There's two camps, but they have to come to neutral territory. Approve?
Look, I have to say I'm a bit of a purist, and you spoke about the tribalism, and, you know, two games in New South Wales, one game in Queensland, then the next year they change it around. I've always obviously been a fan of that. That's all that I've known. So when they spoke about bringing it down here in 2015 again, I got to say I was a little bit against it, to be honest.
Yep. But then what changed that?
Well, I got down here and saw, you know, people walking the streets in State of Origin gear, got the vibe of Melbourne. They brought us down in the morning and then got to call the game in front of 93,000 people at the MCG, and then I was converted.
Great stuff. Now, you were telling us, there's a lot of interesting facets to tonight's game which people won't immediately be aware of, and this is involving some of the debutants. Can you talk us through what you were telling us in the break?
Well, I think given the fact that there's been a lot of senior players retire, especially in the forwards, guys like, you know, Paul Gallen, Matt Scott, who didn't retire but wasn't selected this time, Nate Miles, Sam Thaiday, Aaron Woods, who wasn't selected for New South Wales, these guys are sort of, they're in the middle of the game, and that's where all the action happens early on. And the fact that they're not there, they've brought in these young firebrands that don't really know the rules of Origin.
What are the rules of Origin?
Well, the rules are there's no rules in Origin. but when
it's
you
like Fight Club,
when you've played a certain amount, you know, you sort of know what to expect.
You pick it up along the way, right? Yeah,
These guys don't. And the thing is, they're all young guys. They want to make their mark in the biggest arena that there is.
Are we going to see a bit of Biffo tonight?
I don't know what you're going to see, Jane.
Really?
I really don't know.
Excellent.
And I think that's the exciting thing about tonight's game is, no one knows what to expect.
There's going to be a lot of nervous energy from the kids and maybe on the front rows. So that's unbelievable.
All through the middle and a lot of debutants. Wow. So, it's just going to be one of those, I think, one of those classic Origins tonight.
And
I can't wait.
Can you call it? What's the prevailing winds at this stage? It is wide open, isn't it? I know the New South Wales, we know, are probably favourites on paper.
I think the closer it is, the more chance Queensland are. They seem to handle the big moments better in the past, and they've got players on there that actually know what to expect in those moments, where with 11 debutants, you know, they're going to be a bit bright-eyed, the boys, and they're probably not going to understand the intensity of the contest. So I think if New South Wales are to win, they need to get out to a good lead, and they need to maintain that lead and not give Queensland a sniff because they've beaten us.
If you give them a sniff, they hang in there, don't they?
They certainly do.
They've come back late many occasions.
You guys going to watch it?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Yep.
Got the Uber Eats. got that. I've got all the all the family sitting around. We'll watch tonight.
It'll be great.
I'm staying walking distance as we speak from the MCG tonight. 646 steps down, 1248 back. Ryan, can't thank you enough for swinging by. Good luck to you and the Triple M team. It'll be a brilliant call tonight. You want to
tune
into the House of M's, and they will give you the guff, no doubt. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, guys.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
After 17 years at the top of the order, James Sutherland has pulled up stumps as CEO of Cricket Australia.
It just feels like a good time for me to hand over the reins.
He started in the role at a young age.
He was actually younger than the then Australian captain, Steve Waugh.
And as Cricket Australia chairman David Peaver noted, the game has gone through a tremendous period of growth, success and change under his leadership.
James was heavily involved in the introduction of the highly successful Big Bash League and Women's Big Bash League and, of course, day-night Test cricket.
Please welcome James Sutherland.
Well, this is a sad occasion. Hello, James. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not bad, Mick. Thanks.
Right, on behalf of avid cricket watchers all over this country, I'd like to thank you for your service for what seems like forever. I can't remember, as I've grown up watching cricket, you've always been a steady hand at the helm. What's provoked this now, can I say? Is it just time for you? What's the reasoning behind putting your cue back in the rack right now?
Yeah, I think it just feels like a good time, Nick, and there's a few sort of building blocks that have been put in place in the last 12 months with the new strategy, yep. The MOU and TV rights deal, so we're in a good place and a good time to hand over, and I think, you know, 17 years is a fair innings, certainly.
It is a fair innings.
For me, who's unaccustomed to any long innings, it's certainly something for me that just feels right for me and the family.
Jane, it's just one of those in sports administration. I can't think of a more important role in Australian sport, in the pantheon of sports we watch. This is as big as it gets in 17 years. What's the biggest sea change that you've seen over that time, James?
Well, I think, Mick, the big thing is that, you know, there's now the third generation of the game, which is T20 cricket,
yep.
And it wasn't there, you know, maybe 10 years ago, and it's made such a big impression. But important as that has been, it's also really important that we understand that international cricket is still the pinnacle, and we've got to get that right. T20 is about, in my view, bringing new people to the game, and it needs to be complementary to international cricket, but especially Test cricket. But we've got to keep preserving that and keep graduating people's interest so that Test cricket survives and stays strong,
yep,
for
absolutely
decades to come.
It's been such a demanding job also, James, for you, and also international, so would have taken you away. And you mentioned your family. Has that been difficult over the years for you to miss out on different achievements, different time? I believe you've got a son who plays footy and cricket.
He's playing cricket for Victoria, yeah, right now.
Yeah, it's certainly the kids. I mean, they sort of don't know anything different. The three teenagers now, our youngest one, Tom, I played cricket with him last season, so that was good. I did that with Will, and Annabelle's a contracted player as well with Victoria, so there's a bit of cricket in the family, but I'm very much looking forward to the summers ahead where I can just sit under a tree somewhere and watch the kids play.
And work on your golf game, no doubt, if I know you. Now, will you still be good for tickets if I ring you up occasionally? Let's get down to business here. There's a Lord's Test at Ashes I was looking forward to.
Yeah, do you get to go along there?
Year?
Is your
What's
last
going
hurrah?
On, mate? What's going on?
Well, put you on the list, Nick. Hopefully I'll still have... they say in sports administration, the man who has all the tickets has all the power. Hopefully I'll still have those tickets for a little while yet. But the other thing was, Nick, Egon Zehnder was saying they're doing the search, and they know about your interest in the role.
Thank
and,
you.
It's something that you should think about
if the
radio show doesn't work out.
Oh, seriously, James?
I'll be firm but fair.
I might have to speak to the board about that.
James, they say the measure of how you go is if you leave it in a better shape than it was when you got there, and you can certainly tick every box in that department. It's been great from the top all the way down. The game's in great shape. Can't thank you enough, mate. And good luck to whatever you choose to throw your energy into down the track.
Thanks, Mick. Thanks.
Cheers, James. Thanks a lot. Bye.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
I don't know about you, Dave. I'm still blushing. Some of the things Jane Kennedy has just said. Ryan Gerdler.
Nothing.
What?
I didn't say anything about him.
Did you? Oh, well, he was lucky to get out of here alive from what I'm hearing and understanding. It's funny. I never know what works for you. But clearly Ryan ticks a couple
he's
of
a very handsome
said
man.
He was a very good-looking man. That's all I said.
For openers. Then it got a bit freezing.
All right,
it
come
got
on.
A bit free.
Did not get freezing.
Dave, that was an off-air conversation.
Listen.
Jump to Jane's defence.
God, you'd think I'd learn my lesson from now.
He would have felt slightly objectified. Oh. Thank you, Patty. Had to hear
I'm
some
sure
of that.
He wasn't objectifying.
Anyway, good on them, but they've all been great today on the
went
program.
To sailor,
I went to sail.
I have loved talking to everyone.
This is an air of excitement.
It is. It's
that
pumped.
Is palpable. Mm. The energy around the place is enormous. And it's, a bit of an open book.
Yeah.
All roads lead to the MCG tonight for what could be an absolute.
We've got Matty Johns coming on in just a moment as well.
Have
so.
We? Has well, someone checked in?
What do you mean? No.
We might get him to blow in the bag first.
He doesn't need to. He's off duty.
He's been off duty since 9 o'clock this morning, that man.
Well, he'll
know
be
him
all right.
Pretty well.
Yeah, I know. He'll be okay.
He'll turn up.
Okay, now, let me just finally put this to bed. You. What's that?
What was that noise?
You are.
Getting a character.
You've got a film role.
I do.
We've been hearing about.
All right.
We're a bit over it, to be honest. You've been banging on about it.
All right.
You're in a movie.
I'm in a movie.
And some of our listeners have been suggesting what the role is. Is a biopic? Who are you playing?
Don't be rude about it, I have to say.
Oh,
some
Dane Burridge has suggested you might be playing Liberace.
Gee, oh dear.
Wow.
That amuses me.
Yep.
David Calder says it's got to be a jockey. Jeez, got to be a big horse for that.
Yeah,
be
a Clydesdale.
Clydesdale. Brett Pearson suggesting Gina Reinhart. I think that could work.
I've tried it. It turns out a little bit missed outfire.
Soraya says Berlusconi now.
Well, I'd like that. Bunga
almost.
Bunga.
You just flick your hair back a bit.
That'll be between scenes.
And
that'll
finally,
be back in my caravan.
I don't think so.
I think
you have
you worry
high hopes
that.
And nothing's going to happen in that department. Well, hashtag
you
for
won't
a start.
See. Yeah. Come on.
No, I've got one more. Craig O'Brien, Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
I think you could. All right, now, what is it?
Yeah, come on.
All right, the film is Rides Like a Girl, which is the Michelle Payne
Ride
story,
like a girl.
Which is going to be fantastic. And I'm it's in two scenes. It's a very small role.
Oh, no, you've said it's huge.
I'm playing a kind of a colourful racing identity.
Do you?
But I keep pushing for more.
Scenes?
I keep pushing my character for more scenes.
What do you
scenes.
Mean?
I've worked out my trainer would ask Michelle to ride side saddle. So I'm playing a trainer.
Do I need to call Rachel Griffiths to give her
How
winning?
About this? This is my latest. I reckon my character would have an electronic voice box. No, Michelle, you can't ride that like that. There are no girls. We don't have girls on the racetrack.
Hey,
I mean, is that upstaging?
Oh, my God. Do they know what they're getting?
I want to do a nude scene, but apparently even the horses are refusing to be in a nude scene with me because it's like that. Hey, and in the mountain yards, you know, my horses that I'm training.
Yes.
I'm going to get those Spanish dancing horses.
Okay. Oh, look, Paloma. Look, what are they called?
Here come his horses.
Those Perth dancing
horses. Yeah, you know the ones up and down on the spot. Oh, they look so sexy. Maybe I thought I could use the Melbourne Cup as a chamber pot.
I don't think that's required.
What if my character was allergic to horses? What if I was the only trainer?
Honestly, how many? You've got two scenes. Yeah. Shut up about your method acting.
And he's got a Hitler moustache.
No, he does not.
I'm deaf and I have to sign.
So tell me.
What about that?
How long are you going to be?
I'm in a bubble. I'm the only trainer who's ever trained from a bubble.
Like a boy in the bubble.
Okay, watch this. I did pitch to them that we could rewrite the film. And the closing scene, instead of Michelle Payne riding, I ride it. Yeah. Get off, Michelle. I'll handle this. And I ride.
I'm seriously. I'm going to call Rachel Griffiths tonight.
Across the line. It's in a photo. And I chuck a brownie.
All right.
So you'll be in tomorrow, though, right?
No,
I'm
not going to be.
No, I'm away for 2 days.
What?
But don't
away
worry.
For 2 days.
I'm away for 2 days.
That's all right, Dave.
I'll ring
so
him.
I say I've got on
you
board.
Don't crash it. Don't
what
ding
do
it. I'm throwing you the keys. Don't ding it.
Are these your ideas?
While I'm away.
Can I say who I've
yes,
got?
Yes, you can.
Well, I've got Will Anderson tomorrow.
Will Anderson.
So he's pretty, he's up there.
He's used to fixing up my shows, my old jalopy shows. He'll come in and beat this one into shape, just like he did with the hot breakfast in Melbourne. That's what he's good
all
at.
Right.
Well, good on him.
Yes.
So he'll come in.
Good on him. And I got Hamish Blake on Friday.
Oh, tick.
It's A-list talent, but. These are big shoes to fill.
Well, I think they're going
to. Or big jodpers to fill.
I think they're going to fit them very easily.
Good on you, boys. Will Anderson tomorrow.
Anything to fear.
Hamish Blake, and I'll be ringing in and making sure.
On set.
Don't you make a goose of me.
Don't you worry about that.
You just behave yourself.
I'll be bad mouthing you around set.
Don't worry, I'm very unhappy with you right now.
Right.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Matty Johns was a master at 5'8",
with his brother by his side
and his prodigious right boot.
Here goes the kick from Johns. Is it there? Matty Johns has got it. Johns has got it.
pulling on the Blues jersey four times. And we're not going to mention that it was four losses. Please welcome Matty Johns.
Warming up in traditional fashion for the first state of origin. He's doing it down the boozer, playing the pokies, no doubt. This is how you get into the right frame of mind for the first of the series. Matty Johns, how are you, buddy?
Hello, Jane. Hello, Mickey.
Hey, Matty.
Hang on. 1 second. Pay out.
Oop, ding, ding, ding.
Well, what are you going to do? Put all... Are you going to put all that on the Blues or the Maroons? What are you going to do?
All on the Blues, Mick.
All on the Blues.
Of course.
You're all in.
New age, new team, better feel, better team. Yeah, it's going to be different tonight.
And what's the vibe in New South Wales and Sydney? What's the prevailing
news? Mick, to be honest, I don't know. I got home from the early shift, had a sleep, and since then I've been on the grog and just playing the poker machine.
Yeah, I knew
this would be an in-depth interview. I knew we'd have all the answers.
No, I've got a question for Matty because there are a bunch of young players this time round for New South Wales.
Sure.
Yep.
And what do you reckon? How are they feeling when they go out onto the MCG with 90,000 people cheering of them? How will they cope with that?
You know, Jane, because you've got about 1,000 kids. You know, young people handle things a lot different these days.
Yeah, they do. They're a bit cruisy, aren't they?
They are. They're very, very cruisy. I talk to young players all the time and I say, do you get nervous for the game? And they go, not really. And and so I think they'll handle it well.
Yeah.
And plus the other thing is some of our young guys, they've picked them on character as much as ability. And so, Jane, I think it'll bring the best out in them.
Oh, that's good. I like hearing that.
You know, they watch, you know, they see the MCG, they know the history, and I think they'll do very well.
Now, Matty, obviously, there's four very great names that have been associated with Queensland State of Origin wins over many years out. Is this the door ajar? Is this the sea change the good people of New South Wales have been waiting for so long? Is this the opportunity?
Mick, it was unbelievable. I put it up there with the second coming of the Christ when I heard that Cameron Smith had retired from representative football. And they've had a mile of injuries too. And they've had Jonathan Thurston, no Cooper Cronk. Billy's out.
Billy's gone.
It's like every one of those guys, like in our game in rugby league, we have the Immortals, which is a step above. The Hall of Fame.
Yep, I get
and
it.
And all of those guys have an argument for that. So it has to affect them. If we can't win tonight, well, I'm going to move to South Australia.
Oh, gosh.
You're going to be
that's big news.
Some kind of witness protection scheme. big hello to all our South Australian listeners.
Hey, Matty, just quickly, on your show, The Late Show with Matty Johns, you've started a campaign to help find the Blues young dude, Nathan Cleary, a girlfriend. How's that going?
Yeah. Oh, his mum's not very happy.
Oh, really? I would imagine. Yeah. He's a good-looking rooster. He's going to get lots of chicks applying to go out with him, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's a good-looking kid. He's got good genetics. He's old man. Good family.
Yeah.
And to a lot of desperate women out there.
Oh,
my wife's throwing a hat in the ring.
Matt, speaking of desperate women, Jane's just had taken a shine to Ryan Girdler.
Listen, beg your pardon. You are not to say that on air. Oh, Matty.
I get a blood test first of all.
You started it.
I started it. Well, all right. Hey, Matty, just before we let you go, you obviously got some pressing business, i.e., another beer and some pokies. What do we watch tonight? What do we look out for?
I tell you what, people in the northern states. Yeah, you know, not going to preach to them, but people in the southern states, young Nathan Cleary, the guy we're just talking about, like the evolution of the Bomb in New South Wales, in rugby league has been like it's a weapon. You whack it nice and high, and he puts the most vicious bombs I've ever seen up in my life.
Yep.
They go up and they swirl around. So keep an eye on it. Like, he can nail them like no one I've ever seen.
Will do, mates. You go and nail a couple of beers, Mickey. And we'll see you tonight.
Good on you,
good
Matty.
Luck.
The night's early, my friend.
I hope so.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to Carlton Dry, the official beer of the State of Origin. James Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Well done. And tonight's the night.
Yes.
sit down, knock the top off. You'd be a fool to yourself and a burn to others if you didn't honk onto a couple of Carlton dries. It'll make the game better. It'll make life better. It'll just be the perfect partner for you tonight on the couch. Carlton dry in hand. Oh. What could go wrong?
There's more.
You know what you are? You're king of the world.
You are, and guess what? You can win stuff.
Oh, jeez.
Like
what do you need to?
Well, if you buy the specially marked 24-pack of Carlton Dry, you go to letthegamedecide.com and you enter the code.
What's the code?
Don't.
No, I need to know. Well, what's the point of telling everyone if you don't tell you about the code?
I've told you. There's a code on the pack.
Yeah, what is it?
You're in the draw to win heaps of prizes, including...
Beer. Is it called beer? What's the code?
Three Holden Colorados per game. So there's three going off tonight because it's Origin 1
So you
tonight.
Can win all three and just ride them around town.
That would be freaky if you won all three.
Yeah, but you could and then drive them around town in a convoy.
Oh, right.
Imagine that.
I don't know what's going on in your brain today.
Three Holden Colorados back to back, fill the tray with ice and Carlton Dry and then just drive around town. Yeah, going, look at me.
You've officially snapped.
Yeah.
Right.
But you can win free pizza and Ticketmaster vouchers and movie vouchers as well. You just got, and it's not even a chore.
So all you need is the code. Is that right?
All you need is a delicious Carlton Dry.
Well, that's done.
Knock the top off.
I'm doing
that.
It right now.
Yeah.
Right.
And then just enjoy.
The code is?
Nah.
Okay.
Right.
You know what you need to do.
Yes, I'll stop it.
You need to go home and have an early night because you've got a big day on the movie set.
I'm on set tomorrow.
On set. You've got a Winnebago?
It'd be good to. I do.
You don't.
I do. I've got a tent from Race Tent City.
You're gonna have people
you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Work with professionals.
Oh,
and it's going to be
really?
So refreshing.
Why do you say that?
When he's talking about the horses.
A bunch of people.
We'll see you tomorrow with Will Anderson as my co-host.
Will Anderson on this show tomorrow. Enjoy the Origin.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is over for another day, it's time to head out and buy a specially marked 24-pack of Carlton Dry. You could win a share in up to $17 million in prizes. T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com.